Good morning. It's Wednesday, January 6th. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. The cool will continue this morning and tonight. Expect lows in the 50s. The afternoon high will reach the low 70s. Our top story, when will Miami-Dade County get drive-through vaccination sites? It depends on supply. Early deliveries of the vaccine have not been enough to meet demand. County leaders see the coming week as opening up the process to a far larger set of people eligible for the doses. The first test was Tuesday when Jackson Health launched a website aimed at booking 2,000 vaccination appointments per day. Those slots were quickly filled. This week will also see Miami-Dade County government expand distribution of its own supply of 5,000 vaccine doses. The injections are planned for people 65 and over who either live in county housing complexes or are county employees. There's a chance Miami-Dade will get its first drive-up vaccination site soon. That would be a welcome development for elected officials who are under pressure to solve the long wait for appointments. In food news, some of New York City's most beloved restaurants are coming to Miami. Major Food Group is bringing its restaurant empire to South Florida. They are signing leases to open 4 new restaurants in Miami-Dade this year, starting with the Manhattan crowd pleaser Carbone as early as January 15th. The restaurant will open at the former South Beach location for Upland, at 49 Collins Avenue. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In business, there's a change at Sunset Place in South Miami. The struggling mall has been sold, and a long-awaited redevelopment plan is likely off. The mall's slow decline has been blamed in part on an enclosed design that could no longer compete with walkable urban districts like Wynwood and South Beach. That led to plummeting foot traffic on surrounding blocks well before the COVID pandemic. The redevelopment plan included tearing down half of the mall and replacing it with 3 hotel and apartment towers. The rest of the mall would have been revamped and opened up to the surrounding sidewalks. In sports, the Miami Dolphins season is over. But the fun is about to begin. The Dolphins have 4 of the top 50 picks in the draft, plenty of cap space, and a bunch of good young players. But there are also a lot of questions. How to win more, and what to do about the quarterback position. Join Miami Herald sports writers for the season-ending edition of the Dolphins In-Depth podcast. Find it where you get your favorites. And finally, a positive COVID case at a Florida air traffic control center caused delays at South Florida airports this week. Flights were delayed for about 2 hours in Miami and Fort Lauderdale on Monday while the Jacksonville area center underwent a cleaning. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.